Yeah, he grew up in what I would call a climate of terror. The executions were very terrible and were meant to be. They were intended by the Elizabethan government to stamp out the conversions, and Donne certainly went to them. He certainly attended, he says, these executions and had seen devout Catholics dipping their handkerchiefs in the blood of the martyred priest. What happened was that these poor young men were hanged until they were half dead but still alive, then cut down, and very skillfully the executioner would cut them open and draw out their heart, first of all cutting off their genitals. It was a ghastly, humiliating, horrifying spectacle. Donne saw this. He saw this and he knew he might end up there. So yeah, it was a reign of terror and a great, I think, blot on the English Church's history. So, but anyway, when I pointed out in the book that I wrote this importance of apostasy, it did cause a good deal of outrage, really, among those who regarded him as a straightforward, holy Anglican priest. He never was that, I think. He never stopped wishing that there could be some reconciliation with the Church of Rome. He never stopped preaching that there was really one church which would bring together all the denominations, if only it could be found. And he wrote a sonnet way after he had become a priest in the English church, sonnet which starts, "Show me, dear Christ, thy spouse." Which is the true church, is what that sonnet asks. Is it, he says, you know, the church which mourns? This is written after the Battle of the White Mountain in 1622, when Protestantism seemed defeated in Bohemia and so on. Was that the right church, or was it the Catholic Church?